Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
And, you know, I say to you guys and ladies all the time that you are, bar none, the best audience in the business. I ain't knocking any other host, man. I'm sorry. Maybe there are audiences as good, but there's no one better than you. I had a really tough weekend. You know, most of you know about it. I'll explain in a second. I got a lot to get to too today. But the outpouring of love. And for those people, by the way, tell you, oh, you know, prayers don't matter, whatever. That's all BS. You know what? They do, man. It feels like God's like lifting you up. I don't know, man. There's something out there. There's something out there we don't understand. I told you on Friday, some spiritual world or something. I don't know. I'm not a bioethicist or a preacher or anything like that. I'm just telling you that experience I told you with my mom last week, that happened, and you can choose to believe it or not. And I can genuinely feel the love from all of you. You all are so great. So I got a big show today. I got a lot to get to, and a couple of thank yous at the beginning. And another media hoax, unfortunately, up there with the insurrection hoax and the very fine people hoax. We now have another one, Bloodbathgate. But this time, we won. And they know it. Today's show brought to you by my friends at Field of Greens. Ladies and gentlemen, stay healthy, man. It's super important. Field of Greens is something I do every day, and I hear a lot of you feel the same way. Let me know in the chat. You know, you guys taking Field of Greens? I take it. Let me know how it's going for you. It's a scoop a day. I personally take two. It tastes amazing, Field of Greens. It tastes great. It's improved my life. I take it twice a day. I like the wild berry. Guy likes the lemon lime. It is ground up, healthy, wholesome, fresh fruits and vegetables. I started taking it and I feel really great on it. Field of Greens and Brick House have been with me from the beginning. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen by their team to help support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens, have for a long time. I know the owners. They love their company. They love their customers. They love the country. I promise you, you're going to love the product. But if for any reason, listen to me, any reason you don't, any, they'll give you a 100% money back guarantee. I got you 15% off your first order and free rush shipping. Visit brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. Use promo code Dan. Pick up Field of Greens today. Tell me in the chat how it works out for you. That's promo code Dan at brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. Pick up Field of Greens today. All right, Joseph, Monday, my buddy. So,
hi, Danny. It's Monday, and it's so good to have you back.
I know, and I missed your Friday thing, man. We only missed that one other time, so.
Yeah, it's very rare we've done that.
Yeah, but it happens.
But you're back, pal. So, welcome back, buddy.
I think we had I think it was a viable excuse. Joe forgave me. It's good to have Guy back, too. A little under the weather last week. So I just wanted to show you this this just picture of my mom, because I got to let her go after today. It's hard to talk about, but some of you are like, who's that? Is that you, Dan? No, that's actually not me. I just love this picture of my mom. That's my brother. This is my brother, Jimmy. The middle one. There were three boys. I'm the oldest. There's Jimmy and there's Joe, my youngest brother. And that's how I choose to remember my mom. I want to thank everybody who reached out. First of all. You get the first thank you, because I got so many tweets and Facebook messages and Truth Social messages and emails and texts. You all were so supportive of me and lifted me up. And it was a hard weekend, you know? And I just want to tell you again, this is not a political segment, obviously, but there are people out there who are really genuine. Mark Robinson called, which I thought was amazing. He's running for governor. You know, he could have just sent a message. Vivek sent a wonderful text. Chip Roy. And of course, President Trump, the nicest guy. Called, just wanted to know if there was anything he could do. And, you know, my dad was in the car when he called and just couldn't believe it. So thank you to everyone and all my childhood friends who showed up. You all are really special. So I'll leave that there. That's last time I'm going to talk about that. But I appreciate all your love. You guys are great. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of the show, because life goes on, folks. Unfortunately, people pass. And my mom would have been very disappointed if I didn't get to the business part of the show. right away. So this is one of those stories this morning. I saw it and I'm like, do I bring this up or is it going to sound self-celebratory for no good reason? The only reason I bring up stories I talked about in the past is because it makes sense. And I'm like, I got to bring this up. Why is Joe Biden like Joe Biden? Why is Biden Biden? There are so many people out there who don't understand how it is a guy they, you know, air quotes, mistook for a moderate became the most liberal U.S. president in United States history. Folks, even worse than Obama. Look at the immigration numbers, Biden versus Obama. Inflation numbers, Biden versus Obama. Government spending, Biden versus Obama. Please, 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 please. I'm begging, like actually begging. Please, Biden is worse. You're fighting the wrong enemy. There are so many people. Oh, Dan, Obama was worse. He was terrible. You have no data to back that up, that Obama, who was horrible, granted, is worse than Biden. What was worse? Things that were bad under Obama, which were a lot, point stipulated. Brothers and sisters, I give you a hard pound, but my elbows don't work. I get you. Tell me what number was worse. Everything's worse under Biden. He is trying to out-liberal Obama. And one of the stories that Joe and I have been telling you for 9 years now, because I was there in that White House, is these two freaking hate each other. Why is it relevant? Because now all of a sudden, the media is reporting on what I've been telling you for 9 years as if it's some breaking news story that Obama and Biden hate each other. But if you knew that, and you do because you listen to my show, everything makes sense. Why is the border open? Because Biden wants to be more liberal than Obama because he wants to be seen as the FDR Obama never was. Biden is the president Obama always wanted to be, but didn't have the political sense to pull off. He was too politically savvy, Obama.
That's interesting.
Look at this. Axios AM, Biden's rivalry. Everything I told you. President Biden doesn't speak often with Obama, but behind closed doors, he talks about him a lot. It's almost like I worked with him, Gee said. Biden often measures himself against Obama. Axios reports, Obama would be jealous, Biden sometimes says, when speaking about an accomplishment. Folks, oh my gosh, Dan, who cares? You said, no, but keep this up, Gee, for a second. You don't understand. This is important because if this guy gets a second term, this is going to get even uglier. He is trying to out Biden, Biden, which is who tried to out Obama, Obama. The competitive dynamic has informed Biden's approach to several issues, including how he dealt with Afghanistan, Israel, and Congress. Here it goes on. Folks, we lose. This country's done. This guy is going to go crazy in his second term as if he hasn't gone crazy already. Here, listen to this. Many longtime Biden aides have always felt Obama and his team didn't fully appreciate Biden's expertise with foreign policy. Folks, this is about to get really, really bad. One more. This is important. Last screenshot from the speech. Was three? Were there three? I say, yeah. There were. Okay. What's it? Oh, okay. It's already there. Sorry. He's already a step ahead of me. At times, Biden's competitiveness with Obama has affected how he governs. He's tried to correct for what he sees as a former president's mistake. Let's move on now. However, I'm warning you now. Always been a voice for you guys. I don't tell you something to sound like the guy or the man or who gives a shit. None of that really matters. None of that matters. All that matters is that we are a step ahead and can see around corners with these people. And everyone who told you, oh, don't worry, the never Trumpers who said Biden's a moderate voice, Trump is so dangerous, we can vote for Biden and he's going to be a caretaker guy. I was the guy telling you that's bull. He is going to out Obama, because he's jealous. And now you're seeing them report on it. A second term is going to be a freaking nightmare like you've never seen. Everything you never thought would happen will happen. You better vote like your darn life depends on it, because it will. Your guns, gone. Your money, gone. Stock market, done. Wealth tax, it's all going to be there. If he has the votes, it is all going to happen. Bouncing around so much. I must choke myself lately. Folks, we got some hoax busting to do. So, you know, listen, in the past, it was kind of difficult busting hoaxes with Trump. Right, Joe? I mean, it took a few days. The thing with, let's, for example, the Fine People hoax in Charlottesville. Trump celebrates white supremacists. Now, for those of us who watched the speech after the Charlottesville incident, what happened? Donald Trump condemned completely and totally the white supremacists. But of course, because the media are scum and garbage, they said Donald Trump praised a bunch of white supremacists in Charlottesville. Now, folks, I think, fellas, we got to be honest, everyone here, that lie spread around the world, did it not? I mean, Joe, you remember it. It was like a week later, Joe and I were still like, I can't believe the people, oh, just watch the freaking speech. Like, all you had to do was listen to it. And I was like, wow, the media, man, they really are powerful. But then the insurrection hoax happened, where he told people to march peacefully and patriotically. And we kind of got out ahead of that one, but still, I'm not going to tell you we won that. We still kind of lost that one. They got that around. I mean, so much so, Jack Smith and Biden are trying to prosecute him over it. But ladies and gentlemen, we have grown powerful because, you know, I love Guy and he loves Star Wars. This is like a force analogy. They struck down Obi-Wan and only made him more powerful. I think the beatings we've taken in the media, ladies and gents, I'm with you, brothers and sisters. I'm not virtue signaling with you. We don't have to do that with each other. And this is not time to like pop the champagne on the vuv, you know, but you should at least kind of keep your chin up and your chest out this weekend. You won this weekend. The media tried it again with the bloodbath hoax. What's the bloodbath hoax? Well, for, you know, for those of you who may have missed it this weekend, understandably, yeah, I almost missed it. I had obviously things going on, but I found out seeing this montage of headlines, I was like, wow, Trump was calling for violence in the country. This is crazy. NBC News. Trump says there'll be a bloodbath if he loses the election. I was like, holy Moses, that's awful. We shouldn't say that. In Ohio campaign rally, Trump said there'll be a bloodbath, according to CBS, if he loses in November. And then Rolling Stone, which is, this is how I knew it was fake, Joe. Rolling Stone, what's the rule on Rolling Stone? Whatever Rolling Stone says, the opposite's true. So once I saw Rolling Stone, I'm like, okay, this is definitely not true. Trump says there will be a bloodbath and elections will end if he isn't reelected. By the way, hat tip to End Wokeness for this. He put this up in a tweet and I was like, okay, I saw Rolling Stone, so I figured this didn't happen. So for the sake of clarity, showing you what kind of scum the media is, I'm going to play the minute. You may have heard it before, but it's worth hearing again, especially for the liberals who listen. Here is Donald Trump, the bloodbath comments, and you're going to notice something really funny. He's not talking about a bloodbath, violence in the street if he's not elected. He's talking about the economic conditions of the car market. Sounds totally different than what the media told us. You listen yourself.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years. 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country, think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected,
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
Folks, he's clearly talking about the car market. Now, one of the things on this show I refuse to do is do the same segment you've heard on cable news all weekend. I always try to take a story and give you an angle that's different and matters. We obviously know that's fake. The point to this is, folks, today to give you a little bit of a pat on the back so you have some positive incentive to continue to do what you successfully did this weekend. You took a story that would have been a pun intended bloodbath for Donald Trump and his campaign if this was true. Donald Trump threatened violence if he wasn't elected. You're all going to die in some bloodbath. You took a story that would have been a disaster for Donald Trump. And not only did you crush it immediately, you turned it around so it became a, quote, bloodbath for the media that tried Bloodbathgate. They just got humiliated. Now, the term bloodbath, the lefties in the media can't use that term, conjures up images of violence. Was this hat tip Mays Moore? Oh, really? Democrats never use that term? Check this out.
In a move that could haunt the GOP, Donald Trump's allies have now ordered mass layoffs at the Republican National Committee. It comes just days after Trump's allies, including his daughter-in-law, took command of the RNC. Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath and a, quote, mob-like takeover, with more than 60 officials, including senior staff members, laid off or asked to resign.
Folks, I could play for you 100 of these, maybe more, of media people using that exact word to talk about firings, layoffs, economic conditions, the economy. You took this story. In a very instructive moment, I need you to internalize and take going forward. Here's the business model now. Get on social media seconds after it happens. Watch what the media does when they pick up the story. Fire back instantly. With X under the control of Elon, it is impossible for them to control the narrative anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in charge now, not them. And of course, leave it up to the absolute dipshits at Drudge Report. If you're still using Drudge, I'm sorry. Here's Drudge, their headline. Trump warns bloodbath if he's not elected. Folks, get off Drudge. Whether you use mine or not, I don't care. There's Citizens Free Press out there, Revolver. I have BonginoReport.com. They're all good. I don't care which one you use. We don't do it for the money. I just do it to give you an option. Get off Drudge. It's a garbage website for lefties. All he wants is to destroy Donald Trump. That's it. I'm not going to lie to you. I have to look at it every day because I have to see what crap he's reporting. But don't give this guy the clicks. Again, you got Bongino Report, Citizens Free Press, Revolver, and there's more out there. There are other news aggregators. Don't give Drudge the clicks. It's a site run by absolute goons on the left. Again, the website hasn't been updated in 472 millennia. So just get off it. We have videos on ours too to help you out. So, and by the way, they're so worried. This is receipts matter, right? It's one thing for me to say, oh, we've turned the tide. We're winning now. It's a virtue signal. You're doing a mighty Joe Young pat on your chest. No. New York Times, March 17th. I think that was yesterday, right? I don't even know the date. I'm losing track of time. How Trump's allies are winning the war over disinformation. We're winning. They know it. They know we're winning. I got another hoax, though. Bloodbathgate stole the whole weekend, and good job crushing the media and making it a story about them. You all are amazing. But there's another hoax brewing now. I'm asking you again for a favor. I don't know. This one's not like a beg means like but I'm asking you pleasantly and respectfully for a favor. There's another hoax brewing out there. It involves Trump, Hunter Biden, and an FBI informant. The Guardian started up this weekend, and I need you to crush this one too. And again, I'll bring the receipt on it that it's a ridiculous one too. Listen, if it's a hoax, it's a hoax. If it's not, it's not. These are all scams. Quick break. We'll get right back to, are you having trouble sleeping? had a rough weekend, folks. Is poor sleep negatively impacting your life? You tried other sleep supplements with no success. It's time to embrace the importance of a restful night's slumber. The deep sleep, folks, just look it up. It's the healing, the growth hormone released, and your brain cleaning out all the goop. You got to get the deep sleep. Introducing Beams Dream Powder. It's a hot cocoa for sleep that could transform your nights. You know how important sleep is to me. Make it a priority in your life, too. And today, my listeners get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder. They're science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Those other sleep aids can cause next day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful, all-natural ingredient. Check out the science on this stuff. Reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Just mix Beam Dream into hot water or milk. That's how I drink it. Enjoy before bedtime. You want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder? Get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino, shopbeam.com/Bongino, and use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino, and use code Bongino for up to 40% off and get yourself a really good night's sleep. Okay, back to the show. So here's another one I need you guys to squash because it hasn't garnered a lot of steam yet. Because I think it's so ridiculous. Other mainstream media outlets kind of laughed. But The Guardian, which is insanely left, I mean, embarrassingly so, has this piece out here where they're implying, to make this simple, that FBI informant in the Hunter Biden case that they are prosecuting now, claiming he lied about Hunter Biden, Alexander Smirnoff, you remember the case? They're now implying, ridiculously, that this FBI informant was getting payoffs from like Trump-connected people. You get what they're getting at, right? Oh, look, like was this guy, you know, winky, winky, nod, nod, connected to Trump? So the article is titled, U.S. Firm That Paid Indicted FBI Informants Tied to Donald Trump Associates Records Reveal. And I was like, wow, oh my gosh, Alexander Smirnoff, $600,000? He was paid the same year they say he allegedly began lying to the FBI about Biden's role in Ukraine. It's good they use the word allegedly, because whatever the FBI tells you, you can probably believe the opposite. So I start reading the article, Joe, and I'm like, man, this better be a pretty rock solid connection for you to throw that out there in a paper and not humiliate yourself. And I'm like, is there like a check from Trump Inc. to this FBI informant? Because Joe, one thing we do have is a signed check from a Chinese Communist Party connected firm to Joe Biden. We got that, but that's not a connection because, Guy, remember they told us there's no evidence of Biden's involvement. So the check to Joe Biden is no evidence. But this guy apparently was paid off by some Trump-connected associates. I was like, wow. So I looked at the chart and I was like, wait, what? So Smirnoff got $600,000 from ETT, whose CEO is Chris Condon, who's a third of a shareholder in ETT Investment, who, it's so funny, he's got to keep scrolling, along with Shahail Khan and Farouk Arjuman, both have ties to Donald Trump. What does that even mean? What the hell? Hey, Joe.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Joe's a communist, too. Did you know that? Joe, producer, yeah, Joe. What? Why'd you hire him? No, he is. Joe, a long time ago, suggested that I contact a guy who showed me the Bezmenov video, who was once connected to the KGB. Yes, Joe's a communist. You didn't know. So you ever see 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon? Like how everybody on planet Earth or whatever is related to Kevin Bacon? This is their story. So Smirnoff got money from a company who's run by a dude who invested in another company who knows a dude who knows a dude who has a tie.
Freaking stupid, dude. This is stupid.
He said it right, bro. This is definitely impeachment stuff. They should impeach him now before he's even in office. There, Guy found it. But this is no evidence. See, James Biden writes a $40,000 check to his brother for a loan repayment nobody has the documents on, but that's not evidence. That is definitely not evidence. This is a dude got a check from a company who knows a dude invested in another dude who, along with a dude and a dude, have some alleged ties to Donald Trump. That's it. Impeach him. But there you go. That's enough. Forget that. And check his other. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say, however much you hate the media, it is not enough, my friends. It is not enough. I promise you. However, we're winning. Folks, I had this debate with my cousin this weekend. One of my cousins is a Democrat. I love her. She's my cousin. But she's not like crazy or anything like that. But, you know, I grew up in a family of New Yorkers. You're going to have some Democrats in there. And we had such a great time. But we had kind of a nice, peaceful conversation Sunday morning. And we were having some coffee in the hotel before. She had to go to work. And then she's an ad exec. And I had to leave. And, you know, I love her. She's my oldest cousin. And, you know, when they change your diapers growing up, she did for me. She's 10 years old. She used to babysit me, you know. It's a different relationship. But we got to talking about politics. We were talking about the media at the table drinking this coffee. And even she had to acknowledge, like, there's no source of truth anymore. That these people have burned their credibility so bad that no one trusts them. And she's like, that's the real shame of it. Because she said, you know, you follow politics, so you get it. And you'll go and seek the answers out. Not to belabor this and make it a personal story. But she said, a lot of people don't. And there's nowhere to really go to trust anyone anymore. But folks, that's because of you. You're winning. And I had suggested to her that this isn't a bad thing. That we're in the middle of a big sea change. We're not there yet. It started where the New York Times, ABC, NBC, and the Washington Post. Right, Joe? You're older than me. That was it. That was the source of truth. Now, what they said wasn't true, but it didn't matter. People believed it. And then you had this big transformation over decades, and we're halfway through. Where now, there are very few people who are trusted. I bring that up because can you imagine the pain Philip Bump, who I can't stand, I think is the dumbest person in media by far at the Washington Post. I really don't like this guy. It's personal because he's so vicious but stupid. Do you know how much it must have pained Philip Bump at the Washington Post to write an article about exactly this phenomena? I saw this pop this weekend. I was leaving the funeral and someone sends this to me. There's an article he wrote about how he's basically blaming us, conservative media, for Biden's unpopularity. And the gist of his article is, why does nobody trust the Washington Post anymore? Well, the answer is because you work there. That's why. So he wrote this, and I got to tell you, folks, I was flattered. I'd never seen this before, and forgive me for posting. I want to sound too self-celebratory, but I was pretty honored. This is a Philip Bump article, too. Like I said, this guy hates my guts, and the feeling's mutual. He wrote, last April, YouGov ran some poll on how much trust they had in television personalities. The person who had the highest rating amongst those presented was far-right commentator Dan Bongino. Folks, I got to tell you, man, I was kind of floored by that. You know how much it must have killed Philip Bump to write that? I never saw that poll. I don't even know what that is. I never. Far right, Dan Bongino. I know I'm far right. Joe, we're so far right. You know, crazy things like economic prosperity, personal control of healthcare, school choice. I'm such a radical. So crazy. You know, what a nutbag I am. Like maybe we shouldn't get our boys killed in 1,000 foreign wars. What a lunatic. Man, that guy must be a Nazi or something. He's definitely a Ku Klux Klan member. He's a racist too. And definitely anti-Semitic, hates Jewish people, women, puppies, dogs, kittens, even bears. He didn't even like bears. Even when they're cute little cubs, he hates them all. And, right. He just said it. It's the biggest cope ever that Bump has to put in there. He has to opinionate himself. The opinion has to be a far-right political commentator. Philip Bump just doesn't like it that I wreck him all the time on the truth. But folks, nobody trusts these people anymore. You are winning. And I'm going to show you what I mean in a second with another story about, of all things, cannibalism. And I'm saying it's just whenever the media tries to tell you something, NBC, the Washington Post, you're almost guaranteed every time the opposite is true, even involving cannibalism in Haiti. I'll show you what I mean coming up in a second. Quick break. Hey, make life insurance an important part of your financial planning this year. Start shopping now with Policy Genius to find the right policy to protect both you and your family. Luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top companies, and their team of licensed experts is on hand to help you talk through it. Policy Genius's technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find the lowest price. If you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not offer you enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million worth of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius has licensed, award-winning agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance company. It means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over the other, so you can trust their guidance. No wonder they have thousands, yes, thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head on over to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you can save. Check them out, folks, policygenius.com. And our last sponsor today is Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off, 50% site-wide, and save on their mouth-watering favorites today. You know I love their food. It's absolutely delicious. I've been a customer a long time, way before they were a sponsor. Go to omahasteaks.com, shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. And when you use my promo code Bongino at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Say big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor, endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com, shop the semi-annual sale today, and don't forget to use promo code Bongino at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code Bongino at checkout. Food's delicious. Minimum purchase and restrictions may apply. Visit omahasteaks.com for details. Thanks, guys. We appreciate your support. The sponsors have been great to the show. And by the way, thank you to Beam and Genucel and others. I know this sounds good, but there was a bunch of flowers at the funeral. They were so beautiful. And I looked, it's more than business, folks. These guys are really great to me in the show, and I really appreciate it. That means a lot. So again, showing you why this conversation with my cousin and I happened, how there is no source of truth anymore in the mainstream media. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing they tell you is true. So Haiti is in the middle of a massive collapse. You may have heard about it. We don't discuss a ton of foreign policy on the show. We should probably do a little more. But there's so much going on domestically. It's hard to fit it in an hour program every day. But Haiti's collapsed into madness. Gangs have taken over the country. And folks, Haiti's proximity to the United States, this is a real problem. This isn't as much a foreign policy issue as it is a could-be domestic issue. Why? Because you can expect flotillas of Haitian migrants to come here. This is really a problem for us. We can't just ignore this. I'm not suggesting we need some, 5,000 person force in Haiti, but we definitely can't ignore it. So here's this headline from NBC News, and you read it. There were some reports of cannibalism in Haiti. So NBC's David Ingram, who is the biggest tool at NBC, whatever this guy tells you, like Philip Bump at the Post, you can always be sure the opposite is true, always. This guy's like the Rolling Stone. Like whatever they say, assume the opposite. Elon Musk and right-wing influencers use cannibal claims. They smear Haitian migrants amid crisis. So he's insinuating, of course, because he's a hack and a loser and a bag. He's insinuating, of course, that Elon and other people who are like, hey, these reports of cannibalism, that we're just doing that because you're a bunch of evil racists, because this is the same story they use all the time. So cannibalism didn't happen. So I read down in the report expecting him to debunk this thing, David Ingram. And this guy, again, is the dumbest guy at NBC. And I read the accusations of widespread cannibalism are based on what experts said was a likely intimidation tactic from gang members. In some videos, the most prominent examples being at least 2 years old, alleged members of violent gangs in Haiti appear to bite into human flesh. That's got a definition. It's called cannibalism. So the videos are real. Your only problem with the video is the same gangs you're saying are taking over Haiti now, that they engage in cannibalism as an intimidation tactic, but you're not sure if they're still... So it's not about right-wing influencers. You're only arguing the timeline, just to be sure, right? Joe, last time I checked, have you ever, Joe, bitten into human flesh as an intimidation tactic?
No, you try not to, right?
I always worry about that when I'm hungry. Yeah, you ever try that? A little human with some adobo on it? You ever, No, not yet. He heard it's tasty, but he's like, nah, I'm going to stick with cows and stuff and chickens. Yeah, me too. See, we don't do that here. So it did happen. You're just arguing the timeline. He said, surely it's not another media hoax. I said, no, not at all. They're definitely not. They're definitely not human flesh. Imagine you're sitting like, I got to eat a protein shake. I don't have one, but we got some human flesh for you to chop into. Oh, by the way, what's up with this story? Is there an update on this from 2016? In Haiti, a factory where big money, the State Department, and the Clinton family meet there. Yeah, and the Clintons meet. Sorry. Any update on that? All that money the Clintons spent up in Haiti? Any, as Mike Benz noted, you ever going to meet a bigger blob deep state story than this?
The Clinton meeting Foundation, over dinner?
State Department, big money, CIA, the Pentagon, all involved in Haiti. And oh, look, it descended into madness. So I put a little note here. Here, I just want to get this out. Here, look, it's on the sheet if you think I'm kidding. What problem has the blob deep state ever solved? Here, it's right there. You can read it. What? I wrote this on the plane because I had to put the show together yesterday on the way back. It was a pretty good show though, right? I'm enjoying the show. What problem has the blob deep state ever solved? Anyone in the chat? Anyone in the chat of it? Joe, any ideas? Gee, any problems? Can you think of a problem? Where has the deep state blob, fellas, been the most involved? Ukraine, Haiti, the Middle East. Middle East on fire. Ukraine's currently on the cusp of setting off World War III. And Haiti has been taken over by gangs that David Ingram says, don't worry, they were only eating humans 2 years ago. So, right, Guy, don't worry. It was 2 years ago they were eating humans, but they're definitely not doing it now. They've given up on that tactic. Yeah, they've done great. Maybe we should have Mike Benz back on again. They ask him for a deep state up that. Mike, that's it. Mike, can you do a video? I'll share it on Twitter. A personal appeal to Mike Benz. Can you do one of your walk and talks? And can you do this? Like, is there a place on earth? You may know because you know more about this than anyone. To Benz, it's a personal appeal. Can someone send this to him on social media? Is there a place on planet Earth the blob has succeeded in their grand globalist design? There may be. There may be like an Oz Joe, but just a real wizard. I don't know about it. I've never heard. Everywhere the blob goes, what happens? Cannibalism, World War III, racial, ethnic, and religious strife. Everywhere. Sounds like communism is right. They're really good at that. Communism has a 100% success rate. It does that? Yes, a failure. It's failed every time. So does the blob. So Mike, if you do that video, I'd be deeply honored. I will share it. I'll even share clips on the show because if there's a success story, I'd love to hear it. Okay, moving on because I do got a lot to get to today. I've been a little slow. I'm obviously a little energetic on a Monday. I missed you guys on Friday. A lot going on. A lot of emotions this weekend. And I know Mom Dukes would have been proud that we do this show and we get to change the world and that you all put your faith in me. Folks, all politics are local. There are certain axiomatic truths, the golden rules of the Dan Bongino show I put out there. And one of them is all politics are local. Now, chatsters, and I don't mean this in a condescending kind of bag way, like I'm trying to talk above anybody's head. I don't. I mean this practically. People say that a lot, all politics are local. But do you know what it actually means? And notice, it doesn't say local politics are local. Because we hear that expression a lot, like, oh yeah, yeah, people care about local issues. No, that's not, yes, that's what it means, but that's not really what it means. What all politics are local really means is that people aren't going to change voting patterns until the politics of a situation hurt them at their kitchen table. That's actually what that means. I know a lot of you get that. Again, I hope that didn't come off the wrong way. I misinterpreted that for a long time after a failed run for Congress in Florida. When the water issue, the guy just knew more than me and I hated it. I thought, that's not what that means. Every single piece of politics is local. What does that have to do with this next segment? Folks, the immigration issue was never an issue that changed the electorate. As a matter of fact, and I've told this story before, forgive me if you're hearing it again, but it's short and it's sweet, but it's poignant and to the point here. I was in a focus group of conservatives, very influential people. I don't want to say who was, it's not a secret, but you know, there was just a lot of people, you know, and we would sit in DC on Wednesdays and we would chat, or Tuesdays, whatever, I don't know what it was. And I'll never forget this guy coming in and saying, stop talking about immigration after Romney lost to Obama. He said, nobody cares. It's a local issue basically. And on the border states, and that's all they care about. And, but not, no one else does. The genius of what Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis and others did is sending illegal immigrants, and that's what they are, illegal immigrants. They are not newcomers. They are not migrants. They are illegal immigrants. The genius of what they did is they made the politics of immigration local. Because now all of a sudden you get off the train in Manhattan and those same people you heard about in a faraway place in McAllen, Texas, all of a sudden we're sitting there right in front of you. The nation owes a debt of gratitude to these people. DeSantis and Abbott, I don't care about the politics and the primary stuff. It's over. It's done. He's a good governor down here in Florida. And Abbott, I know, hasn't been with us on every issue, but he's finally come around on this thing. What they did, remember, politicians are tools. What they did to make this a national issue is genius. And you are absolutely insane to not credit Donald Trump with this too. Donald Trump took on the immigration issue in 2015 and 2016, and everybody told him it was a loser. But he had a gut instinct to run with it, and he made it a local issue. I want to show you what I mean. This is my home county here in Martin. This is Sheriff Snyder. You know, he's leaving. He's the guy Donald Trump left a message to. He's retiring. Great guy. Love him to death. Here he is. This is a local report. This is my community. Now, this was not showing you, again, all politics are local. I did not find this in my local paper. It was in a national conservative outlet. This is everywhere in the country right now. This is my local sheriff where I live in Martin County. Watch this.
We have seen an enormous spike in sex crimes against juveniles here. Unfortunately, a lot of that's occurring in our undocumented immigrant community.
Martin County Sheriff William Snyder telling us this a few weeks ago while addressing overcrowding in his jail. We reached back out to him after this latest incident to elaborate.
I'm not a sociologist, but my sense is that we see more sex crimes with some of our immigrant population because in their culture, it may not be quite the taboo that it is here.
Snyder says 33 of the inmates here in his jail are holds for ICE. Of those, 28, he says, are undocumented. Of those 28 individuals, he says more than a third are charged with serious sex crimes.
Folks, that's a local news report, but I didn't see it in the local news. I was gone. I was in New York burying my mom. I was flying home. I saw it in the Post Millennial or something. This is a national issue. This is what all politics or local means. These stories are going to pop up in every community. And don't buy the BS story from the leftist goons that, oh, you know, citizens commit crimes too. That's not the point, jerkwads on the left. The point is those people shouldn't be here. We should. We're citizens. We belong here. It's our country. They had a path to citizenship. It's called the immigration process. They chose not to take it. That's not my problem. Here's AOC's district. This is VO. There's no sound to this. Here, look, this is AOC's district. Why am I showing you? This was on Fox, by the way. This is the sidewalk. What the hell is this? Like an outdoor bazaar or something? Look at this. This is insane. How is that? Look at this. Now, why do I bring up AOC's district? Because my grandmother, who's since passed, spent her whole life in Jackson Heights in AOC's district. This is what it looks like. This is insane. What the hell is this? Some outdoor bazaar? It's a sidewalk. Illegal immigrants selling clothing on the sidewalk. Hey, you want to see another one? Here's a local report from Fox News. Fox News National. Fox News National had a story too. All politics are local. Another story about sex crimes by illegals that happened just 30 miles south of me. Take a look at this.
Sandra, now to Florida, where the community in Palm Beach is on edge after police say a woman was kidnapped and sexually assaulted before she managed to escape. Three men are now in custody, and police say they are here illegally from Guatemala.
Hey, you want one more? New York Post. Illegal migrant from Lebanon caught at the border. Don't worry, folks. He only admitted to being a Hezbollah terrorist hoping to make a bomb and was headed for New York. No big deal. Nothing to see here, folks. He said it right. Maybe they gave him a first-class ticket. Maybe he snuck the bomb materials on a plane. Was he even screened? Were they like, don't screen him. He's an illegal. He gets special privileges. Do they get like pre-check or clear or something like that? I mean, how does that work? Folks, because I'm a solutions-oriented show. Okay, Dan, well, what are we going to do? Folks, Donald Trump wins. He is the presumptive nominee. And we have it's presumptive only because I care about accuracy and the convention hasn't happened yet. But obviously the primary is over. The presumptive nominee, Donald Trump, we need a massive deportation program. The biggest deportation program we've ever seen. You have to go back to your country. And if you've broken the law, there has to be some 5 or 6 year period where you can't come back here legally. I'm sorry, you broke the law. There's going to be a penalty. And you cannot come back right away. Matter of fact, you cannot come back for years because a message has to be sent that you try to get into the United States illegally. That's it. It's over. Probably be preferable. You can't come back at all because you chose the illegal route. Has to be the biggest deportation program we've ever seen. Got a couple, feel good story. But one last thing, I'm sorry, but I want a couple other thank yous. I wanted to thank, folks, I left Fox a while ago and there's always a lot of misinformation out there. Philip Bump, who implied I was fired from Fox. So I offered him $100,000 cash and I meant it. I still offered him that if he could prove that's true because it's fake. I was not fired. We left amicably. I have no ill will whatsoever towards Fox. I think we cover them fairly. I think they cover our stuff fairly. And I've always appreciated that. They covered the Rumble thing. He offered to buy TikTok, and I appreciate that. But a lot of the Fox people reached out, and I this weekend too. And I want you to know to all of you, that meant a lot to me. I really appreciate it. You know, sometimes I know the business side of this and everything gets polluted, but I'm still just a guy, and I got a lot of feelings about stuff. And I appreciate that. Hey, I only bring up this story because, if there's one big kind of grand vision of the show that I think, Joe, me and Key and now Tony and Jim and Mike on the radio and my wife when she was helping us out ever had, it was to make the point to you that I'm not, people say, oh, Dan's angry sometimes. And yeah, you're right. I get it, folks. Chatsters, whoever says that, and you are totally right. I am never going to deny the fact that I am probably the angriest guy in conservative at politics, not in life. I'm actually a very happy guy, but there's a reason. I'm not angry because it's a shtick. It's certainly not an act. My Aunt Marion at the wake this weekend said to me, Dan, you need to calm down. You're going to have a heart attack. She's like, is that some like thing you put on or is that real? I'm like, unfortunately it's real because if it wasn't real. I could shut it off. I really am angry at these people. Joe, can you vouch? You've been with me like, yeah. I really disliked them. And it's because liberals are evil. It's not just that they're bad. I'm talking about all Democrats. I'm talking about liberalism. Everything they do, they destroy. Whatever they do is not going to just not help you. It is going to hurt you. The border, taxes. So I saw this story. It's the only reason I bring this up. I love James Freeman at the Wall Street Journal. He has this article. He has a piece every single day in the opinion section. It's always very good. It's the longest one in the opinion section most days, but it's worth your time because he digs up stories from everywhere. And he's talking about a report in the Scotsman about basically the situation with government-run healthcare in the UK and that whole part of the world. He notes that in January, the number of people basically waiting in emergency rooms more than 8 hours increased to 17,800. And those waiting more than half a day rose to 8,800, which is the highest on record. There's this calculation that there will be an excess death for every one in 72 people who spends 8 and 12 hours in an emergency room. It's estimated long waiting times caused 2,000 excess deaths in 2023. Folks, the last line in this is killer. Freeman notes, how did modern societies ever talk themselves into putting government bureaucracies, basically, in charge of something as important as healthcare? They're killing you. Why are you? You understand what I'm saying? Like, people who push for government-run healthcare, it's not just that they're not trying to help you. Liberals say, oh, we're going to help you. The government's going to run it. No, it's not good enough to debunk that. They're trying to kill you. This is in the Wall Street Journal, folks. Anybody can read this. Everyone knows this data. Everyone. It doesn't matter. They will get you killed. When the government runs healthcare, it rations it because the price signal's thrown out. Period. There's only two ways to allocate medicine and a doctor's time. Ration it or price it. That's it. You tell me a third way, I'll give you the Nobel Prize in economics. You want rationing? If you want rationing and death, push for government healthcare. I'm not telling you the price system's perfect. It's not. But if you want to die, go with the libs. I want to show you a bit of a touching video, only because I have feeling very emotional today. And I grew up on the UFC. You guys remember Mark Coleman, Mark the Hammer Coleman? You want to talk about one of the most powerful, I mean, it's in like an athletic way, destructive forces in UFC in the early days. It was Mark Coleman. This guy just changed the game. He was a wrestler. He was just a beast. So Mark Coleman had this tragic incident. And did you hear about this? And he had a house fire. And Coleman had to go back in and save his parents. And he couldn't see anything. And he barely got them out. And he found himself in critical condition. And this is him and his daughters when he wakes up talking about how he almost couldn't get his parents because it was dark. But you may want to get a Kleenex for this one. It certainly brought a tear to my eye. Check this out.
I'm the happiest man in the world. I swear to God, I'm so lucky. I can't believe my parents are alive. Yeah. I had to make the decision because I got out of my room and went to the door and it was already horrible. I couldn't breathe. I always had to go outside. And I went back to me, God, I can't believe it. I got up, but I couldn't find air.
You know, folks, people do heroic things every day. I hope Mark Coleman's okay. I know he was really seriously injured in that fire, and he's been through a lot. So God bless him and his family. That was him with his two daughters. A couple more things I want to get to. I figured I'd warm your heart a little bit. There are some people out there who the world's still a beautiful place. I know I was dealing with a lot this weekend, but my wife sent me such a nice text this morning. Paula sent me a picture of the sunrise here in Florida, which is always beautiful. And she said, you know, life is beautiful. I think she could tell I was hurting. And I said, it is. So are you. It is beautiful. That circle continued. I want to show you this. Kevin O'Leary, you know, Mr. Wonderful. Folks, the TikTok bill is gathering steam. The bill to get TikTok to transfer its ownership from China to the United States. I've told you my position on it many times. However, Kevin O'Leary was on Fox and he mentioned something really important at the end. You know, I'm an equity holder in Rumble. It's only fair for me to disclose that, but it'd be really nice to have it in the hands of an American company. I object to the way it's being done, but TikTok does have a connection to some actors. I'm not so sure in doing this in our best interest. So check this out.
There are many U.S. platforms to tap, and believe me, the conversation's going on every morning since this bill got momentum in the House. From 7 a.m. to 10 o'clock, I'm on the phone. Think about this. Where do you serve it from? Well, we've got something like a Rumble here domestically that serves up podcast videos in a higher definition in longer form. They could serve up TikTok. We could move a lot of it onto there. There's all kinds of players you got to put together. I'm going to be in that mix, Stuart. I love this deal. It's hairy. It's scary, but it's got huge value.
I had to tell you, folks, if as a stakeholder in Rumble, I would be ecstatic to have O'Leary in on that deal. Ecstatic. I'm just putting my opinion out there. I'm not spoken to O'Leary. I don't know. He sounds like a great guy. But I would love to have him involved in that deal. I just throw my two cents out there publicly. I want to end with a big thank you for another thing, along with your support and all your love. I mean, I can really feel it. I wasn't kidding. Like a cloud of energy. It just lifts you up, man. And I feel like I really connected with you all in a different way this weekend, given everything that went down and the unexpected loss of my mom. And but then it's funny, that article came out with Philip Bump, and I'm thinking to myself, I've got this amazing family of people. They trust me. They told a pollster they tried. It's so heartwarming to think this, you know, dopey kid from Queens, you know, all of a sudden everything turned out so great. And then this came out this weekend. It's like, God knows I needed some good news or something. The top U.S. podcast by weekly average downloads. There we are, up one spot to now six in the world. So I will say this, Joe Rogan is not counted in this one. And on this specific survey, I don't know why, it's one of the few. There's some reason, some technical reason. So we're probably realistically seven. But on this thing, well, not probably, we're definitely behind Rogan. We're probably we're seven. But that on this chart, at least, we moved up a spot. And I really appreciate that, the Dan Bongino Show. You guys are really awesome on the Triton chart. So we love you. Spread the word. Download the Rumble app. It's an honor to be back with you guys and ladies out there. Appreciate your patience with the No Friday show. I know you all understand. And we'll be back tomorrow, rocking and rolling again, because the show goes on. Mom would have been proud. This is what she wanted me to do. I love you all to death. I'll see you here tomorrow, rumble.com/Bongino at 11 a.m. And I'll catch you all in the chat earlier and see you on the radio in a few minutes.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.